Welcome back to Louisville Slugger Field here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi and today afternoon baseball to wrap up a six-game series here in Louisville. It's our weekly conversation with manager Rick Sweet. And Sweetie, you're back in familiar territory, going up against an old friend in Pat Kelly again this year in Louisville. I know the wins and losses in this series have not gone the way you guys would have wanted. What is frustrating you the most right now in the way these games this week have unfolded?
Well, don't assume that PK and I are friends. That's a big assumption now.
Love-hate relationship.
Yeah, no. It's strictly like brothers. We've been with each other, we've been together and known each other a long time. You know, I think the frustrating part is we've shown spurts different areas. Defense has been good, then bad. You know, pitching has been good and then bad. And offensively, obviously, we've had a couple of really huge outputs, but not very consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of movement. It's just been a tough 5-6 days. This game can be so hard on you when you play as much as we play, and hopefully this is going to be the worst week we've had for the rest of the season, because it's been a tough week. It's been a frustrating week, but that's what makes you stronger, and that's where I think this is going to go. Yeah. I'm by no means am I thinking, oh God, we're in trouble. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're going to do nothing but get better.
And I would imagine you feel like you're only going to get healthier and only going to get deeper. That's the way it should work anyway.
Yeah, and that's coming pretty soon. I think for sure at the end of our homestand, there's a good chance three or four guys are gonna be back healthy. And those are guys, you know, probably more than three or four. I'm probably five or six. Mm-hmm. From major leagues, double A to triple A, all three of us, we've got guys coming back. It's just a matter of where those guys are going to fit. But with six additional bodies, we all could use that, because we're thin. Double A and triple A both are thin right now. Mm-hmm. Of course, the major leagues never thin. We always keep them full.
Yeah.
That's what our job is, and we've done that. You know, so Junk went up last night. We didn't have a move after that. I was surprised. I thought we were going to lose another guy. That still may come, but you know, for now, we got enough bodies to play.
In that middle of the order, the last several games has been Isaac Collins, who's had a great week and really put together a terrific start to the season. How would you describe what he has done offensively?
It's been fun to watch. And not only offensively, but his defense has stepped up. We're seeing some numbers. You see, we've moved him to center field to get some opportunity there. And the numbers, the first step, the first three steps, the stuff we look at defensively have really stepped up. And that's attributed to him and hard work. But, you know, Ned Yost does a great job as our outfield base running guy. The next phase for him is we want him to get a few more stolen bases. He has that ability also, but it's been fun to watch the maturity and the progression he's made this year.
You know, you talk a lot about what these guys go through, how they prepare, what a long season brings. Brewer Hicklin this week has been drilled twice. He gets hit on the knee in the first game, has to miss a couple days, gets back in there, and then gets drilled last night in the ribs. How tough is Brewer at this point?
Well, right now I just want to get the heck out of Louisville and get him home. They've hit quite a few of our guys. Yes. If you notice, we've accidentally hit a few of theirs also. I mean, it's I don't think anybody's throwing it at anybody, but at this level, you expect a little better command of your pitches.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, you guys lost the game, but to me it sort of felt like a win because Robert Gasser was back and pitched as well as he did. What kind of lift is that, both for Milwaukee potentially, but for you guys?
Well, I talked about the guys we've got coming back. He was the first step of that coming back, and it was great to see him back on the mound and to have the explosiveness on his ball like it was. So that's a good first step for the organization, and you're right, for the big league club and for us.
You know, you look at the rotation, the starter's ERA is not where you all would like it to be. It feels like that can only improve. Part of that is a 22-year-old in Carlos Rodriguez, who's still getting a feel, I would imagine, for AAA. And we know Aaron Ashby is trying to work his way back to what we know Ashby is, and that's a big part of your rotation right there.
Well, it is, and you look at both of them. You look at C-Rod, he's pitching again today, and I'm going out with high expectations thinking, okay, this is going to click. This kid has never failed anywhere he's ever been. He's young. He's at a level ABS absolutely stinks for him. I'll be so glad when baseball gets rid of ABS. And I think that's coming. There's no way ABS alone will ever work in a game, at least in my day. And I plan on living a heck of a lot longer. You know, the challenge system, maybe, but I don't see that working. I don't think the necessity of that. I think where baseball is, umpires are fine. Their percentages are high, proven by the ABS. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a test ground that we need to get rid of, and we'll get rid of hopefully next year.
Well, Sundays have been a great day so far this year for your ball club. Here's to a good one today, and thanks for your time.
Well, I didn't know that. See, you always give me good information. I feel a lot better right now going down to the cage and then going to the field, knowing that Sundays are good days for us.
You want the number?
Sure.
4-0 on Sundays.
Well, damn, you can't get better than that.
Manager Rick Sweet, this has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.